Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for October the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced that the checks and balances wisely put in place by our founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips today. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We reject revolution, but we do stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, always at libertyroundtable.com. We are live 2 hours a day, Monday through Saturday. We're also part of the nationally syndicated organization called Liberty News Radio, libertynewsradio.com. Check out our broadcast and other incredible talk shows around the clock on libertynewsradio.com. If you have the heart to help, we kind of consider ourselves the Widow's Mite Radio Network. We certainly run on a thin dime, that's for sure. We got day jobs, so we're not begging for your money personally, but we do appreciate those who believe we provide value and want to reciprocate. Any penny you give us will be used to grow our presence in the media as the new media takes center stage. Because remember, he who owns the media makes the rules. Do you want it to be the enemies of the Constitution? The enemies of the principles that made America great? Or do you want like-minded Americans standing together for the sacred cause of liberty that starts with an understanding it's all about God, family, and country? By the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Tastes phenomenal, natural, healthy, and it's great for birthdays and Christmas and Thanksgiving and any gift just because I love you gifts and more. Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. All right, we talked about what's new and what's not in Donald Trump's new deal with Mexico and Canada. He claims it's a much better trade deal. As we look at it, it certainly isn't far enough, but it's good. It's way better than what we've had. They say autos will be a little more expensive, but it means more jobs. That's one thing people don't realize. When they just tell you things are going to go up in cost, well, if you don't have a job, things going up in cost are, you know, really, really, really a problem. If you have a job and you're making good wages and things go up in cost, you know what? It's not good they go up in cost, but it is reality. It's a supply and demand discussion. And if you have a job, hey, at least you can afford things. Without a job, doesn't matter what the cost is, it's probably too expensive, right? Anyway, good stuff. It's not perfect, but it's far better than what we've had for the last couple of decades. That's for sure. We talked about Amazon raising minimum wage to $15 per hour. They say the wage hike will benefit more than 350,000 workers, which includes full-time, part-time, temporary, and seasonal positions. Amazon has more than 575,000 employees globally, and they say they took a major step forward on Tuesday, saying they would become an advocate for better pay everywhere. And by the way, that's interesting because now there's headlines saying, well, they're going to give this price, quote, minimum wage hike, if you will. It's not a minimum wage because that term is governed by law. Basically, they're saying $15 an hour will be the minimum that Amazon pays. But what they've really done is taken other benefits off the plate, stock options, and bonuses and other things, to where people are now questioning, is it actually a pay cut? Don't know. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. They say hourly pay jumped 0.4% in October. And they say it's jumped 2.9% compared with a year earlier. That's the fastest annual gain since the, quote, Great Recession ended. So that's good news, at least. Senator Graham says, hey, you know what? If they don't confirm Kavanaugh, take this case to the American people. Yeah, this is a sham, he says. And you know what? If Kavanaugh does not get confirmed, let's renominate him for the next session of Congress. And let's dig down and let the people decide. You know what? Do you believe Ford and want to reject the Republicans? Or do you believe Kavanaugh and want to reject the Democrats? Huh? Well, I don't like that partisan divide. Partisan issues are always not very helpful, in my humble opinion. Ask the Founding Fathers for more detail on that. Or look to our last broadcast last Saturday. We did 2 hours on the topic of how evil and destructive and immoral the party system really is. Nevertheless, time will tell, but Lindsey Graham's right. You're going to What are you going to do? Well, we should have put Mike Lee there in the first place. Or maybe that lady, I can't remember her name right now. She's a Catholic woman that has, several children. She would have been very good, too. But they said she was, quote, too religious and too pro-life, huh? Senator Cory Booker says it doesn't even matter if Judge Kavanaugh is innocent or guilty. I don't know what's wrong with it. Then it doesn't matter if you're innocent or guilty, too, Booker. I say you're guilty, sir. Guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors for your abuse of not caring. See, where does this end when everybody just accuses everybody of everything all the time? Of course it matters if people are innocent. It better matter. Innocent lives matter. Can we say that? Juanita Broderick's life matters, doesn't it? Well, she demands the FBI investigates her allegations that former President Clinton raped her. Did he? Is the FBI going to get to the bottom of that one? Did they investigate it at the time? I mean, literally, Juanita Broderick has details saying she was physically raped. And there's evidence and, all kinds of stuff. Ford, he didn't even rape her. Wow. Are we going to dig into Juanita Broderick? Well, they're saying, let the Clinton issue go. I see. So believe everybody except for Juanita, right? Joseph Farris says, time to build the new internet. The new internet plans are called Solid. I support the effort completely. I hope we can decentralize the control grid they've created. But I have my doubts. It all runs on fiber. Fiber's controlled by the very few, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope we can, decentralize and take back control. But I have my doubts that it can literally happen. That was our one Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Brought to you in part by worldaffairsbrief.com. Check it out if you want commentary on a troubled world. Check out worldaffairsbrief.com. Second hour, we talked about a Taylorsville, Utah mechanic. He dies after finding his work trailer stolen. The guy was a great guy. He wanted to help people. Just a tremendous... Anyway, the poor guy died. Our prayers are with folks that pass away prematurely, that's for sure. We talked about Texas declares final victory in, quote, voter ID lawsuit. Vote fraud going on down there in Texas. And, well, they finally had to admit it because it was codified in court. Now, what do you say to all those fake news folks that say there's no vote fraud, huh? Huh? All right. Well, we are right once again. North Carolina Chick-fil-A opens on Sunday. Not for the reasons you think. They're closed on Sundays because they're Christians and they want to keep the Sabbath day holy. I commend them. And they do more business in 6 days than most fast food folks do in 7 days. So that's great news and what an example to follow. But they open on Sunday on occasion. And it's not to make money. In this case, it was to feed Florence evacuees. You say, what's Florence? That's the hurricane that was in Carolina, right? Just, a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, they opened so they could feed those folks that need, substance. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked. I mean, you know what? Chick-fil-A is all about it, and I dig Chick-fil-A. Good for them. I could say this half hour is brought to you by Chick-fil-A. I don't get a penny, but I'm grateful for all they do for the sacred cause of liberty. They do look at God, family, and country, and they take it very seriously. And sadly, they've been attacked relentlessly for their valiant stand. Donald Trump to the United Nations. Refugees should return to their countries and make their countries great again. So now Donald's guilty of trying to make the whole world great again. Wow. BLS doesn't stand for what you think. America spent more on taxes than on food, they say. Food and clothing combined. Taxes are out of control, is my humble statement. Terrence Jeffries writes the article for CNS News, doing a great job. But yeah, Americans spent more on taxes than food and clothing combined. By the way, Rand Paul and others are pushing for tax cut 2.0, and I commend them for their efforts, but we're going to have to cut spending too, folks, at some point. You can't just cut taxes without cutting spending, okay? I'm a simpleton, but math kind of makes that a reality, doesn't it? Trump, I guess it's Trump reform, and they say that it denies green cards to people who expect taxpayer aid. Well, that's a good idea, isn't it? I mean, why don't you come to America and find a sponsor? We shouldn't be using the tax, stealing money from my family to give to a green card holding immigrant, should we? If I want to do that out of the charity of my heart, by all means. But by force, I stand against it. We talked about Maine. That's the state of Maine's health department prohibits, I guess, restaurants from giving their lobsters marijuana. Yeah, I guess they you know, get the lobster stoned, and then the lobsters kind of mellow out, and then pretty soon the lobsters start ordering pizza. All right, that part was a joke. Just saying. The creation myth of the billionaire, businessman Donald Trump, just imploded. They're saying it's all a myth. He's not a rocket scientist in finance like we thought. He's not a self-made millionaire. It was all from his dad and very creative financing and manipulations of the IRS. The problem with that narrative is that, you know what? The IRS signed off on all that Donald Trump did. The IRS is the myth, is the lie, and should be the focus here, not Donald. By the way, a strip club now allegedly accepts food stamps for lap dances and drugs. So, you know, you go to the strip club, just go ahead and give them your food stamps. The only way to solve that is to shut down, again, these unconstitutional welfare fiascos, food stamp program being one of them. You say, Sam, don't you have a heart? Yes, I do. And in the olden days, churches and families and neighbors and individuals and loved ones, out of the kindness and charity of their heart, not by force, took care of those needs. And I, you know, just ask Chick-fil-A to make the point. Why Sioux Falls is booming, writes Justin Fox. Pretty neat stuff. The free market going to town down there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We also talked about this opinion piece. Wealthy taxpayers are fleeing these states in droves. We're talking about New York and California. They're going to other places like Florida and other places that have less taxes. And then they basically, instead of admitting the real reason people are leaving, they're just like, oh, it's bad weather over here or whatever. They're crazy. Feds, Mr. Powell, sees remarkably positive outlook for economy that may be, quote, too good to be true. We'll talk about that more in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because... In a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked to hear
that. So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Wow, we covered so much news last broadcast. I'm still doing the recap. Amazing stuff. Tom Selleck steps down from the NRA's board of directors. We didn't even know Tom Selleck was involved in the NRA, but good for him. You got to join gunowners.org and join Gun Owners of America. I mean, they're the only non-compromised gun lobby in America today, Tom, just so you know. Anyway, if one of you guys are listening and you just happen to be good friends with Tom, then, you know, bust out and let him know, please. Academy of Pediatrics urges respect for children's, quote, preferred gender identity. Now, this is a farce. You know what? Children are mixed up on their gender, and if you let that mix up continue and you promote that and supposedly have respect for their preferred, you know what? There's been propaganda manipulating their preferred genders for quite some time now. So what about those propagandists out there in the media and in government schools and everywhere else, the medical profession, that aren't showing respect for, you know, children? They're literally helping children have a different preference for their gender identity, right? I mean, this has been a propaganda piece, a fake news issue for a long time, and now they come out and ask us to have respect? Wow, they've lost my respect, speaking of respect. Didn't Aretha Franklin sing something about it? Oh, no, that was Gladys Knight. Anyway, respect, right? All right, Aretha. Go girl, I guess, right? Rand Paul ramps up his alliance with Donald Trump, and good for him for doing so. Hopefully we can make America great again together, huh? Kanye West. I guess he's got these things called easy basketball shoes, and I guess they're banned from the NBA. What's up with that? The National Basketball Association saying you can't have Kanye West shoot. Why? Because they don't like him? Oh, man, that's not very tolerant. If Kanye would get back on the reservation, he'd be accepted as an appropriate black man. But since he wants to think for himself and he doesn't agree with their forced fed agenda, then somehow Kanye's just not acceptable, huh? See, I reject that notion. I say Kanye can think and believe and act and behave as he chooses, and he shouldn't be blackballed just because he doesn't agree with their, quote, solidarity forced agenda. Wow. Anyway, good for Kanye. Shame on the NBA. That's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Man, we cover so much news in an hour or 2 hours. It's just shocking, isn't it? All right. Well, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
While everybody else is focused on soft porn via the Supreme Court these days, Kurt, Rand Paul's doing something different.
Yeah.
And Rand Paul basically says, time for tax cuts 2.0, sir. What do you think of that?
Point.
I'm in.
Well, it's a great, you might as well just move forward with something worthwhile.
But I think we need to change it to tax cuts / spending cuts 2.0. So I agree with him, but I think we've got to go a little step further on that one, Kurt. What do you think?
Good point. That's great point. You know.
But he's right, though, and let's not, you know.
Yeah.
Let's not
you could just combine
it
with that penny plan of his that has been around for a long time, you know,
yes, sir.
Where he basically said, hey, anybody that, you know, wherever they're spending a dollar, it's just going to be 99 cents next year. And, you know, I mean, at least it would be heading in the right direction.
Yeah, amen to that. Big time. And by the way, that's better than them saying, well, we normally would spend the dollar, but now we've projected we're going to spend $1.20 and we settle on $1.10 and we call it a cut. That's what he's really standing against,
right.
In addition to the penny. The penny is good. It's not enough, but it does make the point. It does stop the, quote, lies about cuts, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I say to my dad, hey, give me $100. My dad says, no, I'm not just giving you $100. You got to work for it. And I say, you know what, Dad, I'll settle for 50. It's like, what? Well, that's kind of what they're doing to the taxpayers, folks. It's a lie, and it's got to be stopped, and I support Rand Paul's penny budget plan. I also support Rand calling it's time for tax cuts 2.0. Let's go ahead and just nominate Kavanaugh, if that's what we're going to do, and then let's just move on and go on to tax cuts before the end of the legislative session. We've just been wasting months and weeks, and I mean, it's just out of control. All right, Kurt, there's a columnist that asked a pretty interesting question that I liked. And the headline says this, in the age of number Me Too, in other words, in the age of the Me Too movement.
Yeah, or hashtag Me Too.
Yeah, who's getting treated more unfairly, men or women, Kurt? Now, if you answer, you're going to get caught.
That's right, yeah.
Who, Kurt? You need to answer who. You got this binary discussion, buddy. It's A or B. Who, Kurt? Oh, you don't answer? You must hate men or hate whatever we're going to put to that. Okay, that's where the lie starts. I say they're both being treated wrongfully, Kurt.
Yeah, because they're supposed to be basically friends. They're supposed to be partners. And
they're supposed to be more than friends, you know?
Yeah.
In the right context.
That's what I mean, is they're supposed to be married and, you know, soulmates and all that, but you know the evil one likes to pit them as enemies, and
that's exactly,
you know,
right,
that's the whole effort here.
And so they're not adversarial, they're complementary. And so, you know what,
that's right,
I say in the age of number Me Too, men and women are both getting abused.
Yep.
They're both. It's wrong on both parts. You know what? Anybody that forces anybody against their will, for sex or for, you know, all kinds of reasons.
Force is the problem.
Yeah, it's the problem. There's exceptions to that, of course. If my little 3-year-old wants to run out in the street and I by force stop them, that doesn't count.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, there's some exceptions that, you know, because it's really not force when it's that situation, right? It's actually love.
Exactly.
But when you force somebody, compel somebody for government school, or compel somebody to be involved sexually, or compel behind the government, you know, gun to take my money, okay, all that's wrong, and we reject it. But anyway, I think men and women have been equally hurt by this for different reasons. I don't want to debate who's got the worst end. It's kind of like the Republicans and the Democrats' lies. Look, the swamp monsters are destroying America, and the good guys are trying to stop it.
Yep.
Right? Same thing with men and women. Look, I think men have been hurt because a lot of times there's false allegations. A lot of times there's, but men have been wrong if they've gone out and done these things. Women have been harmed by the sexual abuse they may have taken. But women are also harmed by promoting this. I mean, what do you know about Miss Ford? All I know is that, you know what? On one hand, she claims that she was abused by Kavanaugh. And you know what? She's living a pure as the driven snow life, except for the whole Kavanaugh abuse that's ruined her life. Forced her to have two front doors in her house. It's so extreme. Nightmares every night. But you know what? Her boyfriend comes out, remaining nameless. It's redacted at this point. We think we have his name. It's Brian, but we don't know for sure. Okay, this guy's saying, you know what? That's not at all the things that she's telling him. The things she testified to aren't even true. So I know that she's basically an abused liar if I, you know, believe the news propaganda. I really know nothing about her, Kurt. Mm-hmm. But I know she's a daughter of God. And I know the more she tells the truth, the better off she'll be. And the more we learn the truth, the better off we'll all be. But we're not going to get to the truth because now the senators have this report and they've only got one copy of the report. And they're not even going to let you or I or anybody else see it. They're going to file in a couple at a time, alternating between the quote left and right. And they're going to look at this thing and then come back and they say they're going to vote, Kurt. But what does all that mean? All I hear is more allegations on both sides. By the way, if Democrats are serious, Kurt, about believing, quote, sex allegations, then let's look at Pizzagate again, writes Carlos Garcia of The Blaze. He says in a commentary, he says, you know what, I'm not even saying Pizzagate's real. What I'm making the point of is, look, people are saying that it's real. People have allegations, Kurt. Shouldn't those allegations be believed? And so let's just open up Pizzagate and let's just drag before the FBI every senator and congressman. Because they all might be involved in Pizzagate, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Now, he's a little bit demonstrating the absurd by being absurd, but the point's well taken. When do you believe someone and when don't you? You want the answer, Kurt?
Well, let's see. It all depends on which side of the aisle you're on, Sam, I suppose.
Well, it depends on who controls the media and who controls the power.
Yeah, good point.
And right now it sure ain't Republicans, is it, Kurt?
Doesn't seem like it.
Even though they're supposed to have all the majorities and everything else.
Republicans like Rand Paul and Mike Lee.
They don't control anything, sad to say. Now, I'm grateful for their service and their involvement, and they're doing their best. And the more backing we can give them, the greater control they'll have. We don't have a lot of control in the media either, but the more backing we would get, the greater involvement, and the more we could tell the tale of liberty, the more we would make the rules. But if Dems are serious about believing sex allegations, let's fire up the Pizzagate investigation. Some say it's a conspiracy theory, but you know what? Right now, Ms. Ford's testimony is a conspiracy theory. There's no evidence. There's no witnesses, Kurt.
Yep.
All right, some folks are trying to make a 4-day work week permanent. A company in New Zealand doing just that after a company finds no downside. Kurt, what do you think about 4 8-hour days for work instead of 5?
Well, all I can say is the God of Heaven said, 6 days shalt thou labor.
You got a problem with that.
That's what you ought to be doing.
All right, I guess it all depends on how you define labor, though. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
He Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
What do you wish your parents would do to show you they love you?
Take me to Montana.
That I would have a huge slumber party with all the girls there.
Play with me more often. My mom's so busy with the board meeting.
To spend more time together as a family.
Do more out-of-the-house activities.
This is a tough one.
My parents, they do everything they love me. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have a roof over my head.
They don't need to show it to me. I just know they love me.
Well, not yelling at me very much.
What do you wish? What do you wish?
Raise my allowance.
To not argue together.
Have my dad be home more for dinner and stuff so that it could be even closer.
Family, isn't it about time?
Buy me an ice cream and kiss me to love me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay, what's the next question?
So a New Zealand company, they're looking at a four-day work week, ladies and gentlemen. I said to Kurt, hey, what do you think of that? Kurt says, well, you know, the Lord said, 6 days shalt thou labor. And I agree completely. So the question is, what does labor mean? And what I find fascinating is these companies in the private sector without government are doing studies. And they're saying, look, do I get more out of my employees when they work 8-hour days, 40 hours a week? Or do they do better with 4 10-hour days, 40 hours a week? Or do they do better with 4 8-hours a day, 32 hours a week? What's the sweet spot? Where do I get enough out of my employees? And where do I where's the sweet spot in terms of time versus wages versus letting people take care of their families and have time for things? And these companies are coming back and saying, you know what, a 4-day work week works fantastic. Believe it or not, the employees get so much more productive because they've got time for their families, and all the things they need to do for their families can be dealt with on the day off, et cetera, that we actually get more out of our employees. They say they're taking less breaks. They're more dedicated and more focused at work and everything else. That's phenomenal news. So I applaud that. The question is, do you just sit around for the other 2 days, Kurt?
Well, I'm sure that most folks that I know wouldn't be just sitting around. They'd be working at home and working with their family, doing good things, and that's the key here. The bottom line, between a company and an individual that is their employee, is they can figure that out and they can, you know, work that through that the way they want. That's what you call freedom. you know, Sam.
Yeah, and I don't think that you sleep the other days or just don't, you know, do anything. You don't just remain idle, you know, as we learn biblically what idleness is the devil's workshop. So we're not talking about that. What I think it means, though, is, hey, if I've got that extra time off, I can go help my, you know, children with their kids. So I can go help my grandkids. I can, you know, go visit people and care for those around me in my neighborhood and get involved in ministering and charitable acts of kindness. And, you know, I can start to labor in a little bit of other vineyards is what I might call it. So anyway, I commend these companies for figuring out the sweet spot that will benefit everybody. I call it a win-win-win. Kurt, it's a win for the companies because they get more productivity out of their employees. It's a win for the employee because, hey, they get a work-life balance that's delightful. And it's a win for society at large because, you know, at some point people have more time to start to do good things for society instead of just being so chained to the workforce or whatever. Now, if we could cut taxes and cut spending 2.0, then people would have less money to pay to the government, and people could even afford to have more time on their hands, Kurt. We could get this spiral into a win-win-win-win. It'd be government wins because they could run on a thinner dime, and the society would win, and the people would win, and employers would win, and it'd be just God would win. I mean, it'd be like a 10-tuple win everybody, Kurt.
Well, and the other thing to consider here, this is, you know, a possibility. I don't know if this is happening, but we saw this in France. There were some stories a while back where they were talking about how if they moved the, they called full-time work 30 hours a week, then they could have, they could basically report the more people were fully employed, and
Everybody's working. You know, if you made it like an hour, then you could probably get a lot of people working. Yeah,
that's right. Then you could say you got 100% employment, so you could pad the numbers. If you're trying to do it because of that, that's silly, you know. It wouldn't surprise me if politicians were doing that. I just think that it's nice to have freedom where people can, for example, they could do a 4-8-hour deal at one place, and then they could pick up another 4-8-hour thing, and between them they'd have 64 hours, and in a week, as far as I understand, there's 168, so
yeah,
you could still have an extra 100 after
all
that.
I know is I commend everybody for trying to create work-life balance, yeah, so we can do more volunteer work, and that's the labor, right, that I, you know, labor in the Lord's vineyard to testify of Christ, to minister for Christ, to be the Lord's eyes and ears, to do good deeds everywhere and just run around and try to make America or wherever you live great again, or great in the first place if that's the case. All right, I think his name is Mr. Hoff. I don't know how to say his name. Ladovich? Anyway, he's our guest. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks. Honored to be on the show.
Now, tell me your name, just so I get this right.
As you can state right, you will be the first English-speaking person.
So is your last name Hoff?
It's Ludwig.
Ludwig. All right, and your last name is Hoff? Is that right?
Yes, the last name.
All right. Mr. Hoff is at... Where do you live, sir?
Yes.
Where do you live, sir?
Correct. Yes.
Sir, where do you live?
Sorry, what did you say? I think that the Skype connection is not that great. Yeah?
All right. Where do you live?
In Eindhoven, the Netherlands, in Europe.
All right. So he's in the Netherlands. His name is Mr. Hoff. He's a talk show host, and he, did a gold report. Is that right, sir?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Tell us what happened in your gold research, your gold report.
Oh, well, basically, it is the report was, which you can find on HoffProfit.com, was just about how to make money out of gold and why you need to have at least 20% of your investments in physical gold.
What percent?
And... basically outline that at least 20%.
All right, so put 20%, according to his report, put 20% of your assets into gold. And what was the website again so we could learn more?
www.hoffprofit.com.
Hoff Profit?
Yes.
HOFprofit.com. Kurt's going to look that up, and we'll check that out. What got you on this gold study in the first place? I mean, most folks don't just do a gold study, right?
Basically, I publish more investment reports, And if I look at the global economy, what's happening at the moment, then the only thing I see is higher chances of collapses, depression. And when things like this happen, gold will surge with 20%. And I'm a big supporter of just real money and a big opponent of the current monetary system that we got, where it's a privately owned Federal Reserve who basically puts all the American people into slavery, unfortunately.
All right. You say the your goal is to help folks understand finance and wealth. You say the world is rapidly changing. Internet is wiping out the middleman. And
That's correct.
Hey, this, quote, new economy, innovation is killing 3 to 5% of the job, and Social Security is heavily unfunded, and politicians aren't living up to their promises. The bottom line is you're saying, hey, people need a different plan, right?
Yes, and you need to get ready and take care of yourself and the ones that you love and your community, because things are going to go really weird and crazy.
What's the timetable, you think? Any idea?
Well, you see already in the U.S. that there are big problems. Real estate prices go down. New vehicle sales is collapsing. The emerging markets are collapsing. So I would say give the maximum of 7 months, and then we are hitting a big recession.
You got to kind of wonder, is it going to be a recession, or is it going to be this time a depression, sir?
Start with a recession, and going to be both. That's something that you, I mean, it could be a hard depression, short one, but I expect more that the economy is going to go down, a lot of companies closing, and with this going on for literally 5 to 10 years.
All right, there you have it. It's a big problem. There's a lot of people right now, Kurt, predicting that we're going to go into another recession. Right now, the economy is booming, so people don't really want to listen, but... Mr. Hoff and others are really saying, hey, you know what? We're going to have serious trouble, and it's going to be soon, Kurt. What do you make of it?
You know, I wish I could say that we in America are doing all the right things to restore honest money and to return to constitutional principles. To avoid this kind of a problem and not have a bubble in our massive economy, but we're not, so it certainly leads me to believe that with the system that we have, that we've instituted with our fiat money system, the money without backing, there's certainly that possibility, Sam.
All right, now you got a newsletter that you send out regarding finance too, right?
Yes, every day, 7 days a week. It's completely free, so just check it out, and you will find. So, and in the newsletter are more the big pictures, the stories no one talks about, and also talking the solutions. What are the solutions for the problems that we are facing? And well, it's not only finance that we face. We have energy problems in the world, and we need to solve it.
All right, when we come back from the break, let's talk about that a little bit. What are the solutions to the problems we face today? For example, this New Zealand company wants to move everybody to a 4-day work week. They think that's better, huh? All right, Ludwig Hoff with us, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Mr. Hoff, our guest from the Netherlands. Kurt, you wanted to mention really quick, we started out in radio for a second, huh?
Well, yeah, Sam. I remember back in the early 90s, when we started out in radio, I remember you, I don't know exactly when it was, but you basically said, hey, the internet is where we're going. And I'd be like, oh, come on, Sam. You got to own radio stations and you got to, work with those people. And, it's true that it'd be nice to work with plenty of radio stations, but the power of the internet is, like Sam said it would be way back then, is makes it so that people like our guest in the Netherlands can basically listen not only real time, but anytime. All they got to do is have an access to the internet. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and to some degree, we're kind of dumb Americans. I still have trouble even pronouncing his name. That's why I'm calling him Mr. Hoff. It's. Can you pronounce this, Kurt? Ludwig?
Well, Ludwig.
Ludwig.
Or something like that. So I don't know. I'm just doing a stab at it.
Yeah, Ludwig.
If I spoke Holland or
Netherlandese,
what's it called? Dutch.
Dutch.
My I got a son and daughter-in-law that both speak Dutch, but I speak Portuguese and Spanish. Those are my languages.
I'm just an English guy. Everything
I don't know
else is
that
Dutch
I can
me.
Do anything.
Just
yeah,
saying.
That's right.
All right, so Mr. Hoff, tell us a little bit more about then. You've got all kinds of things. I see on your website a bunch of different products and services that you have. You got your podcasts and more. You have a newsletter that's free. People can sign up for that. It's all economic-based, right?
Yes, and geopolitics, and then with the perspective that we look at things that are happening, and on the big picture and sorting it all out on a global perspective.
All right. What do you think of this 4-day work week?
I think it's not. It depends what you're going to do with the time. I think, especially that you see now in New Zealand where they are pushing towards more socialistic and really terrible agendas, there you will see that the people are going to have more time, so they can do a lot of great things to improve society, but they have to produce more in the remaining time to keep the companies afloat and the working going. So on that side, it's just a bad thing.
All right. I think companies are just doing their best to make changes to to let people do better in society. But as long as we have dishonest money at the heart of it all, not only in America, but around the world, and as long as we have governments taking so much of our money for taxes, I don't know that it's going to get a whole lot better. We can tinker around the edges, but fundamentally, we're not on solid ground, are we?
No, we are actually on a big mountain of debt, and this mountain is going to collapse sooner or later, and it will be sooner than later, unfortunately. And what you're going to see then, especially, for example, if you take your country, the United States, as an example, you have a struggling economy. The Fed is increasing interest rates, so money is going to get more expensive. And the country is divided to the bone on almost everything. And with this, when the recession happens, there is no real way more for the government or central banks to do anything to stop it. And then what's going to happen if all the factories in Detroit close?
There you have it, Kurt. What do you say? This is becoming a worldwide problem, these economic turmoil situations, right?
Well, wouldn't it be nice if we could just simply say, look, you know, companies as well as governments are getting rid of their debt. They're restoring honest money. They're getting their spending under control. You know, and all those things that we know are keys to a sound economy. But I just don't see it, Sam. I mean, at least there's the good moves that we've seen from our government that we've really, frankly, not seen in my lifetime. And that is where they'll, you know, tax the people less, both in taxation and in regulation. But, man, is there a long way to go.
There you have it. All right. Now, you have some products for sale. You wanted to offer a discount to our listeners, right?
Yes. If you check it out on Half Profit, then you can get a 30% discount by simply entering coupon Liberty.
All right. Tell me what the products and services are. What are you getting?
Oh, well, you can basically get everything. One of my best-selling items is a report. It's called Survive the Collapse. It's just $10, so you get 30% off. That means just $7. And the report is about how to survive the upcoming collapse, not only financially, but also physically, because things turn nasty. And when things turn nasty, be prepared. For example, there's a great cult report, which is set to offer you some money, offer you backstories about why you should invest in gold, why you should have it ready, some interesting methods to ongoingly accumulate physical gold, and a lot of things on, for example, how to start your own side thing that you can make some money, that you have the side thing. Which, for example, make money with your blog.
All right. Now, is this a how-to manual? Is this an understanding? Is this an investment strategy? Give me kind of an understanding.
It's not personal investment advice. It is intended for you to think about it and look about what's happening and take that perspective. Because I will not say that you should buy or do whatever. I always say take regulated advice and get out of debt the quicker the sooner. And basically, what it's all about in my podcast, newsletter, and shop is just make money, invest money, and have a lot of fun with each other, and be friendly with everyone.
Talk to me a little bit about the Netherlands. People in America don't seem to be too into the sacred cause of liberty. Obviously, we are, and there's certainly a following for the sacred cause in America, but there's not enough of us, that's for sure. Most folks are tied up in bread and circus and sex and I don't know what else, entertainment and, you know, a bread and circus. It's out of control. Is it the same in the Netherlands?
Oh, yeah. The Netherlands, we are known for being the first country in the world having legalized abortion, so killing babies. We're the first country in the Netherlands to make it legally. We have legalized prostitution. So all types of things that I would say not really going to be the solution.
That's sad to hear. I think the tougher life gets, though, the more people are interested in God and family and country and the principles of liberty. And so as this collapse starts to happen or as finances get tough and as things just aren't, you know, bread and circus all the time, people start to wake up in a hurry, though. Sometimes it results in civil unrest. Other times it results in starvation as famines and natural disasters start to take over as people turn their backs on God. But every time it brings people to a remembrance of who they really are. And a lot of folks in those tough times turn to God. And I think that's the start of the survival idea, right?
Well, in the Netherlands, if you want to turn to God, then you're going to have a big problem. If I look at my own hometown, basically the only thing that the churches are doing is closing because no one is going to church on Sunday morning. And what you see happening then is that at this moment here, the Islamic Muslim faith is the biggest religion in the Netherlands.
Well, there you have it, Kurt. What do you say to that? Nobody's going to church and churches are closing.
Yeah, the Netherlands, I was just looking to see some of the stories there. I see some of them from ones called Dutch News says Russian attempt to hack chemical weapons watchdog in The Hague thwarted. CNN International says Russia's GRU accused of targeting OPCW in the Netherlands. I don't know what that is. Netherlands disrupted. This is from AlJazeera.com. Netherlands disrupted Russian hacking attack, Dutch minister in the news. I don't know for sure about all churches in the Netherlands, but I would hope that the
people would
remember.
I don't know
that it's
all. He's just saying, generally speaking, hey, churches are closing because people aren't interested. And I think we're finding that all over the world, Kurt, as we turn more and more and more away from God. And it's sad to see, and hopefully we intend to preach the word of God and reverse that trend, right?
Yes. That's the only real solution to, safety moving forward.
That's our belief. All right, Mr. Hoff, any other final tidbits to point out here?
What I would point out to all the listeners, please start with your own side, and that you make some money on the side, and use that money to get out of debt the sooner or the later. Because you see, more and more people are literally being locked up in jail because they have debt, and we don't want to see this happening. I mean, if you have the freedom to move and start thinking outside the box and thinking about what are the solutions and where do I want to be over 10 years alive.
All right, Kurt wants to end the hour talking about prayer. Kurt?
Well, we're talking about the headline from the headline reads, complaint from atheist group leads to prayer ban at school graduations and events. Scott Slayton's the author at ChristianHeadlines.com. It says a Massachusetts school district announced that it will no longer allow public prayers at high school graduations after pressure from a large atheist organization. Now, Sam, I would have already thought that every Massachusetts school district was not allowing prayer anyway, but I didn't know this. They say the Freedom From Religion Foundation posted a letter. These guys are always working hard there. Posted a letter it received from a Massachusetts school district promising that they will not allow any more public prayers at graduations and other public events. The school district is called Canton School District, and the superintendent there is Jennifer Fisher Mueller, sent the letter. This was in response to a complaint from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. She told him, regarding your letter, I am writing to confirm that steps have been taken.
I want freedom from these freaks, Kurt.
Good point, Sam. And remember, our buddies there at Liberty Council have offered many times to protect and defend in court these districts if they'll stand up for their freedom to pray. But anyway, this one looks like she's wimped out.
Well, our prayers are that people pray, that's for sure, Kurt.
That's right.
Amen. All right, Ludwig Hoff, final words yours, sir.
Well, I'm just wondering, why are you not, and for a non-American citizen, it's hard to comment on it, but why are you not simply giving people the freedom to choose? I mean, if you want a prayer, do so. If you don't want a prayer, fine, but don't make it illegal for people.
Well, then how do you force people and destroy the country if you allow what you're saying, sir?
Well,
the point is they want to destroy the country, and that's why they're so into force. That's the satanic, tyrannic plan that we reject, sir. All right, get
it's
out your
only choice if you want to kill a baby. That you can choose.
Or if you want to pray, then there's no choice.
Yeah, good point.
All right, Mr. Hoff, final words yours. Give out your website and let people know how they can get a copy of this survival plan.
Simply visit hoffprophet.com/collapse and have a look around and, use coupon Liberty and you get the 30% off.
And click on his podcast. He's a talk show host in his own right. Check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. All right, we declare, ladies and gentlemen, that we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.